You're listening to SBS News.
Delivering pamphlets in the Council of Brimbank in Melbourne's West, Ring Meyer is conscious that this could be the beginning of a historical journey.
We are all making history. You know, it's you and I, it's you electing me and me putting up my hands to serve you. And he said yes. So we are all making the history. It's not only me who's making the history.
Running to be the Shire's first Sudanese-born councillor, Mr. Meyer came to Australia as a teenager seeking asylum from the country's civil war. He's spent the last decade advocating for other African migrants and refugees, particularly working with various levels of government during the pandemic. He says running for council in a municipality which has an almost 50% overseas-born population was the next logical step.
So I can continue this wonderful work where actually in the end what really matters for me is humanity and advancing the interests of people in the area where we are all feel that we are all at a stake.
I love you.
I love you too. I love you.
Susan Yenge balances work, parenting two-year-old Winnie and campaigning to become Maribyrnong's first African-born councillor.
I didn't have a role model, you know, growing up because of lack of diversity across media, business, all different arenas. I want to be able to hopefully inspire other young people.
She came to Australia in 1994 as a refugee from South Sudan and a passionate advocate for greater representation of minorities in governance. Ms. Yenge says it was the experience of refugee and migrant communities during the public housing towers lockdown that inspired her to run in the inner west Melbourne Shire.
Until we had everybody had a seat on the table, it was going to be really, really hard to actually try and affect policy, but also to try and just create change overall.
Nigerian-born Eli Muse says he wants to address disharmony between established and newly arrived communities in his electorate of Wyndham, southwest of Melbourne.
It's not enough for us to be a multicultural city. It is more important for us to be an interactive city, a city that interacts with itself. That's how we can reduce the incidence of inappropriate behaviour.
An engineer, entrepreneur and not-for-profit founder, he describes himself as a mixture of empathy and common sense. He's hoping to win the support of not just the African communities, but the wider population.
Diversity is not going to run our council. I bring in quality skills and experiences. Look me up. We can build a community that we'll be proud of, lead our economic progress and hold our state government accountable on promises that are yet to be fulfilled.
Campaigning for this year's council elections has been hampered by coronavirus restrictions, leaving new candidates fewer options to boost their profiles in the community. President of the Municipal Association of Victoria, Carol Ross, lobbied state government to have the elections postponed, as there was concern the current climate would give incumbents an unfair advantage.
Yes, that was part of the reason why the Municipal Association of Victoria was calling for the elections to be deferred, because it will favour incumbents.
Candidates are not permitted to knock on doors, hold public meetings or shake hands in the supermarkets. Ms. Ross says the restrictions have caused some to withdraw their nominations, leaving 26 positions uncontested and two shires without enough names to hold an election.
We have actually also heard that a number of people who were considering standing were not going to stand because of the pandemic.
But for those keen to see more African-Australian representation in local governance, the campaign countdown has begun, with hopes the October 24th ballot begins a new era of diversity. Abby Dinham, SBS News.